underneath Reliant Stadium in Houston after an overtime loss to the Houston Texans this afternoon. 43-37 the final. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Boy, the result, not what you want, obviously. But this was the best offensive day by far this season.
Yeah, it was a thriller, an overtime thriller, and it really shouldn't have got to overtime. You had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you didn't stop the Houston Texans really from that point on. And then that's disappointing because, you know, defensively up until that point, they had done a great job. They had stopped the Houston Texans to where they didn't convert on any of their six third-down opportunities. Paul Posluszny was having an absolute monster game. He had the caused fumble on Arian Foster, an interception. Just got done talking to him in the locker room. He's got stitches across the bridge of his nose. He's got blood all over his face. And when you have an effort like that, you never want to come away with it without a win.
Offensively, Chad Henne came off the bench today and really produced an exceptional performance from Chad.
Yeah, he was real good, real strong. I thought he was particularly early on in that ball game, the way he really was patient with the routes down the field, ended up tying a Jaguars record with four touchdown passes, you know, with a few other quarterbacks. But you know, people got to remember, you know, a backup quarterback has minimal reps during the course of a week. And Chad Henne is a veteran guy in his fourth year, so obviously he's gotten some reps in his past. But even still, it's hard to do what he did, you know, without getting reps in practice. And kudos to him because, you know, over 400 yards of offense. I don't know what the final number ended up being with overtime and everything. You just wish they were able to make a play when they had it first and goal at the six and over with the overtime situation. And all they did at that point was go backwards 10 yards or 9 yards.
Sure. We finally saw Justin Blackmon break out in a huge way today.
Boy, over 200 yards receiving. What was the final number? 236 yards receiving. He had 250 yards receiving in every game prior to this game. Impressive. You know, and I asked Justin after the game, I said, you know, where were you the previous nine games? And he said, right here. You know, I thought it was a great line. And you hope that that's a sign of things to come because, you know, we've seen Cecil Shorts' development. And today was really a breakout game for Justin Blackmon. But, you know, before we end this thing, you know, I want to give one big prop to the punter, Brian Anger. I mean, that game at the end of the ball game there in which you had the returner end up breaking it out, Brian Anger ran him down and made a tackle. And I'm looking at my notes here because after he makes that tackle is Paul Posluszny's interception. I mean, that's what, you know, Mike Mularkey's always talking about, complementary football. That's complementary football when your special teams ends up allowing a big play but one great individual effort and then the defense turns around and rallies and makes a big play. The only thing you like to have after that point is the offense to play complementary football as well, which they ended up doing with a touchdown, the 81-yarder to Justin Blackmon on a 3rd and 21. That's what you want going forward. That's what it's all about.
Played well today, just didn't get the right result.
There's no moral victories at this point, though.
That's right. The Jaguars are 1-9 after a 43-37 overtime loss in Houston.